This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. On the way here tonight, Aria, you've got a story that just makes you so happy.
It does,
bursting,
man,
with joy. Maybe we'll get a chance to share that. Then also, Mark, you're going to start us out with an update on American obesity. Apparently, during the Barack Obama administration, I guess his wife decided to go to, what, war against obesity or something like
well,
that?
Well, I'm not sure they use the terminology war, but yeah. So from theamericanconservative.com, Jim Bovard writing, and for those that...
he's a pretty libertarian guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's been writing for, like, the Freeman and so many libertarian stuff for a long time, libertarian magazines for such a long time that, his name's quite well known. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is the keynote speaker this evening for the first night of the Democratic Convention. This was written just a couple of nights ago. The New York Times has hailed her as one of the creative geniuses who defined culture in 2016. And the
how did they come to that conclusion? Is she an actress? Is she a musician?
Is she a painter? She defined culture.
I don't think she had any influence on culture.
Well, the media would like you to believe it, so it might as well be true.
And the Associated Press...
They put her all over the place, right? The media pays a lot of attention to usually whatever any of these first ladies do. And
but with Trump's wife, all they do is pay attention to what she wears.
Well, they did that with all the other first ladies, too.
Did they?
I feel like she could embark on some project.
She did. Online bullying is...
Okay, that's right. Yeah, she mentioned something about that. Yeah, they've reported on it.
Which Trump is, you know, notoriously guilty of.
Yep. The Associated Press christened her as a luminary with international influence in the same year. But don't expect the media to tell you that today. Ms. Obama's biggest initiative as First Lady has proven a disastrous failure.
Uh-oh.
In 2010... Ms. Obama, he uses her Ms. here, launched her...
Why?
It's easier than trying to figure out what people's favorite, what do they call that, prefixes?
Yeah, you can use Ms. in both. It could be a married woman, maybe not, right? Like, whereas Mrs. is always a married woman, and Miss is always not a married woman.
Right.
Right.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
English is stupid. Yeah, English is stupid, though.
No, it's just one of those things. A campaign for solving the problem of childhood obesity in a generation. She claimed a goal of reducing the percentage of overweight and obese children by 2.5% by 2015. That's 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem to be an unreasonable goal.
It doesn't seem like an unreasonable goal. Shoot for the stars, maybe you'll get over the fence kind of thing, I guess.
I mean, she's not trying to eradicate it in 5 years. She just wants a 2.5% reduction.
Reducing...
Is that in the number of people who are considered obese?
Yes. Number of kids.
Gotcha.
So, screw all you fat adults. It's the kids we care about, which seems like a fine
Makes sense.
Thing.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, if they stop being fat kids, then presumably they won't be fat adults.
Yeah.
Better chance.
Yeah. Or if you can teach them, good eating habits early, maybe they'll retain them through their life.
That was the idea. She was speedily awarded sainthood for her lofty aspirations. Now, I don't consider 2.5% in 5 years to be lofty aspiration, but fine.
Is that true, or is that just the author here being a bit facetious?
No, absolutely. She was given accolades for this particular project. I mean,
okay, but she was not given sainthood.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
it
find
depends,
out.
It depends on what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Church or the State? Because absolutely.
Okay.
She was speedily awarded sainthood for her lofty aspirations, is what it says. But despite glowing press coverage for the Let's Move campaign, even more children are supersizing nowadays. The percentage of overweight youth rose from 14.9% in 2009-2010 school season to 16.6%. That is a gain of almost 2% in 2015-2016. While the percentage of obese youth rose from 16.9 to 18.5, according to the Centers for Disease Control.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Over what time frame? It was a five-year
The five-year
window?
Stretch, yeah.
From when to when?
So rather than decreasing it by 2.5%, there was almost a 2.5% increase?
Yeah, it wasn't quite that, but it was more like 1.7%, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
epic failure, basically.
Yeah, it went the other direction.
I mean, you know what they say. If you want more drugs, then you have the government declare a war on drugs. If you want more terrorism, they declare war on terrorism. If you want more obesity, they declare war on obesity.
Sorry, what were the 5 years?
It was basically from 2010 to 2015.
15, okay. Gotcha.
The most visible legacy of Let's Move is a vast increase in the number of children consuming government-subsidized meals. Ms. Obama helped push the Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act through Congress in 2010. That bill made some revisions to nutritional standards for school meals that were intensely unpopular with students, such as smaller lunch sizes and blander food. I remember that, because people hated it. From reforms were...
So the strategy, make kids hate food, so therefore they don't want to eat it.
Well, if you...
It seems to not have worked.
If you try to force somebody onto a diet, they're going to cheat.
Yeah.
And they have more time at home than they have at school, so they get plenty of time to cheat. Let's see. Some reforms were necessary because USDA, school feeding programs have been a perpetual dietary disaster. A 2010 University of Michigan study found that low-income kids who did not eat subsidized school meals were much less likely to become fat.
Low-income kids who didn't eat subsidized school.
Right. So if you don't take the carb-rich subsidized meals from school, then you will be thinner.
Now, is that because they're, like, eating ramen noodles for dinner every night?
Well,
So they're not getting any real food, so they don't have the opportunity to put on weight?
I have an extraordinarily unpopular opinion.
Okay. Of course you do.
That hunger doesn't really exist in America.
Okay.
I just don't believe in it. Best I can tell, you know, like, I went to government school, and... I just don't believe it. I don't believe there's people out there eating ketchup soup for dinner every night. You know? I mean...
It's not North Korea, where last night we were reporting that they are apparently demanding people turn their dogs into the government so they can be slaughtered and used for food.
Right. I think that basically if you want food in America, you can probably get it.
And at least here in Keene, all you got to do is go down to the community kitchen. They'll give you a whole box of it.
Yep. Let's see. Unfortunately, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act pretended that all the dietary perils vanished when Obama signed the law. Any school with 40% of low-income students can now provide federally subsidized free breakfast and lunch to all students, even though most children's families would not qualify for aid. Breakfast enrollment surged by more than 30% after 2010, feeding almost 15 million kids each morning prior to the COVID school shutdowns. Ms. Obama declared in 2010 that because children's nutrition is so important, we can't just leave it up to the parents.
Ah, government knows best.
That's the attitude.
Did she really say that?
It's in quotations.
Okay.
I mean,
everyone knows
I suppose we could besmirch Jim Bovard's good name here, but it says we can't just leave it up to the parents.
Mm, okay. He also said that she was, you know, fast-tracked to statehood. So
that wasn't in quotation marks.
He does have some tendency for hyperbole, so I was just asking.
Yep. But schools have a worse record of providing healthy fare than do most parents. That's because schools offer breakfasts with carb loading more appropriate for marathon runners than for school children.
Wow.
Homer Simpson is the patron saint of school breakfast programs. Donuts and other high sugar pastries have a starring role in morning.
Here's an idea. Shut down the breakfast program.
Shut down the schools.
Well, yeah. 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here. Bring up what you want. More about the failure here, apparently, of the obesity reduction project that Michelle Obama was.
You want
a
failure? Put the government in charge.
Yeah, exactly. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the obesity epidemic that Americans have been facing for, I don't know, my lifetime at least. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of weight on them, and Michelle Obama apparently started up a program to try to get at least the kids to lose a little bit of weight. But, Mark, you're sharing a story that apparently didn't work. In fact, the weight of America's young people went in the opposite direction, meaning heavier rather than lighter over the five-year time frame in which the government decided they were going to solve this problem or in some way reduce it, when, in fact, they just made it worse. Now, whether the government actively made it worse or it just happened to get worse is a whole other question. But
no, it appears as though they took some steps to actively make it worse.
And we'll talk a little bit more.
That sounds like the government.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And also, I want you to know that Divi, which is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. This year, between mid-March and mid-July, Divi increased in value over 10 times. Now, nothing is stopping Divi from going up further. That's certainly what their intention is. Of course, anything can happen, but it just so happens that when they released their beta wallet into a private beta, that about correlated with the 10x jump. So will it go up further when their wallet is fully available to everybody? Well, I don't know. But we look forward to the future, because so far it's been pretty good being on board with Divi. And you can learn more about it at DiviProject.org. Start up your own masternode with them or stake some Divi. They've even got a lottery for people who stake their coin. DiviProject.org is where you can go to learn more. DiviProject.org. All right, so Mark, you said that Michelle Obama announced a program in the early part of the decade for about 5 years, so from 2010 to 2015, with the goal of reducing childhood obesity by 2.5 points, roughly?
Well, yeah, that was sort of a first breakpoint goal. There were other goals after that, but
they never even got there.
You have to hit the first goal in order to hit the other goals, and
instead, it went up by two percentage points or whatever.
1.7, yeah.
1.7. Okay.
So, and part of the program was to make sure that, well, they want kids to be healthy, and they want them to not be obese. Now, frankly, this is a problem. When you sort of sign up with the USDA, you're signing up with an organization that subsidizes food producers. Food producers.
Primarily corn.
Corn's a big one. Soy, mm-hmm. Another one. There's milk, huge one. And frankly, all forms of meat are basically subsidized in some form or another.
But more to the point about corn, I mean, there's almost nothing that you can buy at the supermarket that isn't loaded with some type of corn.
Yeah, corn's very common.
Yeah.
Yep. And don't forget, it's also used as a feed crop.
And it's a sugar. And sugar causes obesity. This is not a hard problem to solve. Just cut back on the stupid corn subsidies.
Well, it is hard, right. It's hard to solve when you, when the whole point is to subsidize food producers, propagate the teachers' union, and actually, feed people. Everybody thinks that feeding is healthy, right? But give them more food. That'll make them healthier. But in America, that's not the problem. The problem is too much food. Mm-hmm. And really,
we throw away a ton of food here in the United States.
40% of food is thrown away.
40%?
Yeah.
The issue is that it's overly processed, unhealthy food.
Well, sure. You know those gas station donuts that sit there? I mean, they expect to throw away half of them.
Mm-hmm. They should throw away them all because they're freaking disgusting.
Well,
you eat at McDonald's. What can you say?
Not much. donuts and other high sugar pastries have a starring role in the morning menus across the nation. USDA bans schools from serving whole milk, but approves providing chocolate skim milk, even though each half pint contains almost half the daily added sugar that the American Heart Association recommends for kids.
Yeah, man, I remember having chocolate milk at government school. It was there every single day for you.
It's delicious. Yeah, right?
I don't know if I would say delicious.
Oh, I loved it when I was a kid, but
it was the best of the available options.
The Center for Investigative Reporting warned that sugar levels in school meals are more than double what is recommended for the general public.
Woo! We might be coming onto the problem here.
Yeah, well, coming onto the problem is that this was either poorly thought out or...
But, Mark, it's the government. They think everything through.
A thinly veiled attempt to increase subsidies, increase the profit margins for food producers.
Was that a successful result of this entire
absolutely
thing?
Okay. Well, they just increased school meals, morning breakfasts, by 30%.
Right.
So that's more food being consumed. It's being bought. It's coming through this program. We're keeping kids healthy, but they're fatter now. And that's the opposite of what the program wanted.
Did they not implement any sort of exercise programs?
That usually helps, right?
It's called the Let's Move program.
Yes, but all it did was shove food in front of people's faces.
Well, it probably should have been shoving better food rather than worse food. But, yeah.
I mean, maybe two or three gym classes a day as opposed to one a week or
whatever. Make them run around the block before they get the meal.
Right. I mean, if everybody was required to eat, you know, some scrambled eggs and...
I don't want to require anything of them, really, but if you're going to encourage kids
to
do something...
Well, if the idea is they're starving to death, you don't give them donuts, okay? They need real nutrition, and they're getting crapola.
But didn't we agree that they're not starving to death?
I agree, but that's the premise.
Yeah, they're not,
the premise is that you're going to school to get a free meal because you can't afford food at home.
Right.
Not because they need more cigarettes and liquor at home. Like, that's not the premise here. So,
which may be the reason why some diets suffer, because parents put their priorities on things like cigarettes.
Well, parents in this case are allowed to put their priorities on other things. If you say, hey, let me cover your kid's meal.
Right. That's another 24-pack right there.
And I think that just about anybody will do that. We don't live in a country anymore where people say, I don't take charity. Mm-hmm. The opposite is true.
Yeah.
Because people have to have dignity when it comes to taking government money. What? We were better off when people considered charity to be an abhorrent idea.
Mm.
Now, not to say that there aren't people out there that need charity. I think they absolutely do. But the fact that we no longer look at it that way, I think, is one of the fundamental problems.
I mean, people should be willing to accept charity, but they shouldn't want to accept charity.
Right. I mean, and money being fungible, obviously when you give money for breakfast for, you know, anybody, it doesn't matter whether, you know, whatever it is, whatever the quintile of the parents is as far as earning goes, you say, we're going to cover your breakfast. Okay. Well, we'll just spend that money on something else.
Sure.
Get a bigger car payment or whatever.
Yep.
A 2014.
Well, I don't know about kids today, but when I was in school, a breakfast at school cost like 80 cents at full price.
I don't know now either, but I know lunch was $1.25 when I was at school.
Wow.
$1.20 when you were in school?
Yes.
Breakfast was?
No, lunch was. I don't know.
That's amazing. I don't remember. I have no memory whatsoever of what the prices of those things would have been.
It was $1 when I was in school for lunch, and that was...
Are you sure that's not subsidized?
No, it was 40 cents for subsidized.
Huh.
I don't want to tell you. I know what mine was.
So if you want to comment here as somebody, maybe you're a parent and you know you've seen this program fail in some way, or you have any sort of comment, I don't know if you know it really is obvious to the person on the other end that this is even going on or whatever. These are just like federal commandments coming down from on high. But if you want to somehow weigh in on this, you're welcome to 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Plus, obesity's up during coronavirus as well because of the lockdown. More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are to blame for stalled negotiations on a new economic stimulus package.
While Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues went home, this president remained hard at work.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also saying that Democrats are rushing back to Washington, D.C. to deal with what she calls a manufactured crisis involving the U.S. Postal Service. As far as what the president would like to see out of the Postal Service,
he wants to make the post office solvent, and then he mentioned Amazon needing to raise the price of packages for Amazon as a way to help the solvency with the post office.
Former President Barack Obama is expected to deliver a message that democracy is on the line in his speech tonight at the Democratic National Convention. You're listening to USA Radio News. In just 8 months since the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the United States, a grim reminder of just how bad the virus really is. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, following heart disease and cancer. The coronavirus now causing more deaths than diabetes and Alzheimer's, with an average of more than 1,000 fatalities a day recently.
Dozens of wildfires are burning up more than 141,000 acres in the northern half of California. The largest is the SCU Lightning Fire Complex in Santa Clara County, which has burned more than 85,000 acres and threatens 1,400 structures. The LNU Lightning Complex is in Napa, Sonoma, and Solano counties and has burned more than 46,000 acres and led to a red flag warning in Vacaville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So we're talking about these school lunches and some government program, I guess, that Michelle Obama put together in the early part of this decade, or the last decade, 2010 to 2015, where she wanted to reduce childhood obesity by 2.5% over the five-year time frame, but instead it went up by 1.7%. And so, yeah, they failed at that, and you're kind of giving us some of those details, Mark. But also, I want to make sure that you know about our website where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. We have our, as I mentioned, our Discord server. There's a bunch of people that hang out in there. They talk about a variety of different topics, and it's there 24/7. So get on over to Discord. .lrn.fm.
They are active, that's for sure.
Yep, and during our live shows, we also have chats that are less active in Twitch and DLive, but tonight they've actually, there have been some people chatting in, especially in the DLive channel at DLive.lrn.fm, where Libertarian Sammy writes, "Why would I buy a $2 school lunch that is repulsive food when I can get a dinner plate sized chocolate chip cookie for $1 and a soda for another dollar?" So, yeah, why buy the so called healthy food when you can get a huge cookie instead?
I can't speak to this. Is he speaking of, like, vending machines in the school or something?
Sammy, I believe, is female, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, she is.
Fine.
She helped me with Ladies Night Out.
Okay.
I mean, she was one of the main organizers, so.
Oh, now that we've nailed down.
I think she's speaking as Sammy's gender. As a child, you know, what would the child want to do? The child would likely want to get a plate-sized cookie instead.
Where would one get a plate-sized cookie for a dollar in school?
Maybe, I don't know. I know
it sounds like a market opportunity for kids who know how to bake.
They sold cookies at my school. I remember that. You could buy a cookie there.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was plate size, but...
At my school, the only things you could buy were school lunches,
mm-hmm.
and you could buy like the candy that they sold for fundraising for 40 cents. You could get like M&Ms or you know, whatever the thing was, Milky Ways or whatever that they would sell for whatever the fundraising club was mm-hmm. that was allowed to sell that particular week, and you were sort of
So you could get 3 bags of M&Ms for the effectively for the price of one school lunch.
Correct.
By the time,
so how many kids chose 3 bags of M&Ms over the school lunch?
I never considered the notion, so I didn't do any kind of. I have no answer for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They had vending machines at the school that I went to.
They had. Soda vending machines during summer school when I went. But
they had
when I went to school, school was at least intelligent enough and wholesome enough not to have freaking vending machines in for kids.
They had snack and soda vending machines.
We didn't have vending machines, but we had, like, concession stands.
Okay.
But they were only open during certain periods.
I see.
Yeah, concession stands would have only been open during football games.
Yeah, these were open all day long. You wanna start your morning off with a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew? Just head on over to the vending machine.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way it should be, right?
No.
Well,
what do you mean? No.
It depends. What do the parents want? I mean, these are government schools, so
if the parents don't want it, then they shouldn't put their kids in a government school. Once they
really
do that,
shouldn't.
They sort of give up their ability to make determinations
about it. Sure do.
About it.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make with this is that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we are all just matter of course making the decision to send our kids to these schools. And when the First Lady of the United States says we're going to cut childhood obesity, her mouth says one thing and her actions say another. I'm not saying that Michelle Obama is a filthy mouthed liar. Because I don't know that to be true. She could have just come up with the most incompetent plan to have kids lose weight.
See, I would call her a liar over incompetent. I mean, you're sort of insulting her either way. But she's a politician.
Well,
so
she isn't a politician, though.
Well, she's the wife of a politician.
Isn't she an attorney?
She wasn't.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But she's a liar.
Yeah, liar. That's what we call them down south.
Yeah.
Liars.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I that's all I'm saying is that she said she wanted to eliminate childhood obesity, and then she increased the carbohydrate mm-hmm. load of children across America as if we didn't know what was going to happen. So going on.
I hate it when you say load, Mark. I don't know why. There's just something about how you say it that's just unpleasant.
Load. A 2014 analysis by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, I didn't even know there was such a thing, noted that the USDA's new requirements do not limit the amount of added sugar in school meals. I'm going to say it again. The USDA's new requirements do not limit the amount of added sugar in school meals. And
so just dump it in. No
and
problem.
May be perpetuating eating habits linked to obesity, diabetes, and other diet-related diseases. I mean, girl.
Did you like the food when you were in school?
Yeah, some of it.
Did you?
Some of it was fine.
Okay.
I usually wouldn't eat that rectangular pizza.
I had no problem
with it. Yeah, the pizza was terrible.
But you would eat it. You liked jail food. So asking Ian anything about food is...
I think our jail food was actually better than the school food.
Well, there you go.
So I liked a lot of the food when I was in school.
Yeah.
Well, it's made to get kids to eat it.
But I don't know what the conditions are of school food now.
By the time I was in high school at the school that I went to, they were actually selling pizza. Like, Pizza Hut pizza was being sold at the cafeteria.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have that every day, but there's some kids that are hard to
eat. You could actually have it every day.
I understand.
If you could pay for it every day, you could have it every single day.
To massively expand the program, the Obama administration rewarded schools that encourage all children to eat free breakfasts in the classroom, a policy championed by Ms. Obama. But breakfasts in the classroom programs may contribute to excess calorie intake, according to a 2013 American Journal of Public Health analysis.
Yeah.
A 2015 National
If you wouldn't otherwise eat breakfast, and now you're eating breakfast, well, you've just added some calories.
Or
right?
Maybe you're eating second breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
A 2015 National Bureau of Economic Research report found that providing breakfast in the classroom more than doubled the likelihood of eating two breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
That report also found no improvement in daily nutrient intake from expanded school breakfast programs. That means...
it's all junk.
That it's junk. It's carbohydrate crap. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
School officials in some areas scorned parents who protested schools feeding their kid a second breakfast and deluging them with sugary fare.
This is the problem with parents, is they just complain. They're going to protest about it, but they're not going to do anything like get their kids out of the government school.
I think the biggest problem is that they're forced to pay for the school.
That is
the
problem.
And they don't want to pay for school twice.
Can't blame them for that.
Yeah. I mean, and that...
But the fact is, by the time you're done with your protest or whatever, it's never going to change anything, and your kids are going to be out of school before anything ever does change.
You're never going to change anything. Yeah. Absolutely.
If it changes, yeah, it'll
never going to change anything. But parents who have kids, I don't know what the numbers are. People that have kids. I don't want to know what families that don't have kids. I don't want to include their numbers. I just want to know about people who have kids. I'll bet you that they're more likely to have more than one kid. So when you're talking about private school, a cheap private school at $10,000 a year, you're now talking about $20,000 a year. Many private schools give a discount for more than one kid, but, you know, fine, $17,500, and for three of them it's $25,000. I don't know what it is, but those are big numbers. That's a new
sure.
car every year.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't have to send your kids there. I mean, there's some private schools that'll do it for less, and you can also do unschooling or homeschooling.
But our private schools that'll do it for less, but $10,000 is not expensive for a private school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I wouldn't know.
To find a private school less than $10,000 is a challenge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do it at home for a lot less.
I would agree with you. That
and
you can
probably get a better education.
A lot of people are homeschooling, and I recommend homeschooling for people, especially early on.
And now some people have been forced into it, and you know what? It's probably for the best. It's one of those things that the coronavirus has actually done, or the reaction to coronavirus has done, that's probably going to be good for those kids that are put into that situation, because right now, if you're sending your kids back to government schools, I'm going to go ahead and say that normally it would be something I would highly recommend against, but given what's actually happening now inside these schools where kids are allowed, I heard this yesterday, that apparently in these cafeterias, these schools that are reopening, it's like 2 kids per 8-child table, you know, like those round tables that we used to sit at where it would be like 8 to 10 kids at the one table. Yeah. Now it's like 1 kid on one side and 1 kid on the other.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man.
It's crazy, the restrictions that they're putting into place. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Yeah, so we were talking about the abject failure, apparently, of this governmental federal program that Michelle Obama initiated back in 2010 to reduce obesity, childhood obesity in the United States. Didn't work.
But interestingly, for the last 6 months or whatever, these same kids have not been in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that instead they've just been sitting at home in front of television because there's nothing else most of them can do.
Right.
But have obesity rates gone down simply because they're not eating this crappy school food?
Well, many schools are handing out lunches. That, like, you can come by the school, the kids, you know,
really?
You just declare that your kid is one of their kids, and you can pick up a subsidized meal.
Well, according to a different story I had from studyfinds.org, and I think I referenced it on the air briefly, but I don't know if we got into it, but at the very least, adults are getting fatter in their quarantine.
I believe that.
So,
if the adults are eating more and not getting out, then the kids are eating more and not getting out,
too. As well.
You know, if you don't have anything in particular you're trying to accomplish during your COVID time, you're going to accomplish a bunch of crap, which includes getting fat.
Yeah.
You're going to sit around, you're going to watch YouTube videos or Netflix or whatever, and you're going to munch
on
stuff.
We can talk about that here in a little bit, but I wanted to stay focused on the schools here. Mark, was there more that you wanted to share from your story? Otherwise, I can tell you more about the reopening process.
Well, I mean, Jim Bovard goes on if you want to hear the rest of the article.
I'm asking you if it's worth sharing.
I think we've dug the marrow out of this bone.
So I heard on the radio the other day when I was waking up, because I wake up to the radio, and
sure,
it's usually the newscast if it's the top of the hour. And I don't know if it's – I think it's CBS Radio News that the local station uses, Mark. Do you know offhand the local talk station? I think it might be CBS Radio News. Anyway, they had, like, some little piece about kids going back to school and under COVID, blah, blah, blah. Here's what it's like. And they had some interview with a little kid, right? And, you know, he didn't sound like he was any older than 9 or 8 or something like that.
Hard to know with those little squeaky voices.
And he's – you know, the interview – and I'm going to paraphrase this – was essentially – like, well, I didn't like to have to wear the mask, but now I'm used to it. And it was just so sad because this kid was obviously dejected by this new so-called new normal, but he's completely immersed in it. And so he's just doing the best he can to get by and do
well,
what
people need to turn off the televisions, man.
And do what he's expected to
That's
do.
That's what's immersing them in this nonsense.
Well, yeah. Well, and the fact that it's all over the place. I mean, we were just downtown not too long ago, or I was just downtown. We were eating out yesterday, and every single person has a mask on. Almost every
Where we
single
went
one
today?
Of them. Yeah, all the other customers that came in had masks on that I saw.
Okay.
Everybody's told that masks help, mm-hmm.
And everyone wants to help.
And the
well,
internet,
everyone's also told that, you know, government schools are a good thing.
Well, yeah, and they don't spend any time examining either one of
no,
these
they
things.
Don't.
You, now, but the fact is that if you go online and you look at government schools versus any other type of schooling, there is no comparison. It's the worst education you can give your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no comparison. But when it comes to masks, you might as well be asking, was 9/11 an inside job? I mean, like, you will find all the information.
Was it?
What's that?
Was it?
Was it, as far as I'm concerned?
Was it an inside job?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I think that there's some interesting questions that surround it, but by interesting, I mean, please don't call about it.
Yeah, I wish I could actually do a better impression of this kid, because it went on for longer, but I was sort of sleepy at the time. I don't remember it. It was really sad listening to it.
I mean, it would have to be. These kids are being traumatized
yes.
by this experience.
That's why I said I consider it to be. Like, it was bad to send your kids to government school before. I think it's way worse now.
Oh, without a doubt.
Way worse now. This
right.
is some of the most damaging antisocial stuff I have ever seen, and we don't even know the half of it, because we don't have kids in these government schools, so we don't even know all the various different measures.
Colleges are telling students no hugs. I can
right.
only imagine elementary schools and high schools are telling their students the same
thing.
No
touching, no playground, no, yeah.
Everybody's got cooties.
Right.
So I do have a kid, and I had to make a decision whether or not to send back to school, and I refused to send my kid to in a building. All right, so a mask is at some point or another, a mask goes from a health aid to a totem. Right, it's just an imaginary thing.
Some would say it's actually not good for your health.
Fine.
At all.
I understand what
there
some would say.
There was an interesting speech at the mask event.
I understand,
weekend.
But if you believe that masks prevent COVID, and I'm not here to tell you how to believe, but if you believe that, mm-hmm. you can't possibly believe, and you believe that COVID is an airborne disease, because if it's not an airborne disease, why the hell are we wearing masks? If you believe it's an airborne disease, how long does the mask give you? I mean, will a mask magically protect you in a room of 10 people with COVID? Just
it doesn't protect the wearer. It doesn't protect the wearer. I mean, that's the one single greatest thing that people misunderstand about the entire mask thing
what
is
I'm
that
saying
it is not meant to protect the wearer.
Okay, fine. It's not intended to protect the wearer.
Okay, well, let's portray that instead of perpetuating
all right.
the
There's 11 people in the room. Every one of them has a damn mask on, okay?
Thank you. That's
10
accurate
of them have
to what they're supposed
COVID.
To actually achieve instead of this nonsense
Listen
that will this
to
mask
me.
Protect you.
God, we only have 10 minutes, so I can't even get out my scenario yet.
Well, your scenario is falsely premised.
Right. There are 11 people in the room. 10 of them, all of them have masks on, and 10 of them have COVID. You are the 11th. How long do you think your mask is going to protect you against COVID, catching COVID? Do you think it's going to protect you for 2 hours? Do you think it's going to protect you for 4 hours? Do you think it's going to protect you for 8 hours? It ain't freaking magic, people.
Okay, so what Aria was trying to say was that the propaganda about the masks
I know
is, that they
a lot of propaganda,
only
yes.
is that they protect the people from the others who are wearing the masks.
Some of the propaganda says that you get a 30% protection from wearing a mask from getting COVID, and that you get a 70%.
Yeah. And other people say that the virus goes right through it.
I mean, there are the anti-mask people, right, who constantly say, oh, well, look, this isn't big enough to catch the droplets.
And sure.
The virus is smaller than these holes,
true.
And it's not
mm-hmm.
going to protect you from catching COVID-19. All of those notions are scientifically false. No one is making the claims. No scientist, no one who knows what they're talking about is making the claims that a mask is going to protect the wearer from catching COVID-19.
But the
anti-mask people tout that out like it's everything. Like, oh, it's not going to protect the wearer. It's not meant to.
Sure.
It's meant to protect people from you.
I understand that.
But if the virus can pass through it, then how's it going to protect them at all?
Because the droplets that contain the virus can't pass through it.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, most people are pro-mask. But they're so pro-mask that they believe in magic thinking.
Sure.
Because they think that they can send their kid to school for 8 hours with a mask on, and that's going to protect us against COVID. Mm-hmm. Either his classmates don't have COVID, and they're not transmitting it.
But see, Mark, you're perpetuating that false notion again. If they believe, if they believe that putting their kid in a mask is going to help their kid not catch COVID, then that they're believing a false premise. It's not meant to protect their kid, the wearing of that mask.
Right.
It's meant to protect the other kids from their kid.
I understand. But everybody's,
well, that's the premise we have to tackle the mask issue from.
But everybody's sending their kid to school with a
mask.
But
it won't work, okay? Because, look, even if you, even if what these things are saying is true, and I don't know if I believe it, right? Because I don't know what the truth is. There's a bunch of, but there's a bunch of people claiming that science is on their side about this. Some people say the virus goes right through these masks. They say that even on the mask boxes, it says it doesn't protect you from COVID, or it doesn't stop COVID or anything like that. So there's all that. But let's presume that it does do what they say. Let's say, and I don't believe it, but let's say that the mask will stop a person with COVID from easily spreading it to somebody who doesn't have it. Okay, well, they just touched the mask, and then they touched the counter, and well, then they touched their friend.
They're
then
saying
they touched,
that touching probably doesn't matter
you
as,
bet?
Nearly as much.
If you're sitting in there, and
you're
sitting in that mask for 8 hours, and you're breathing constantly into that mask, and you're touching it all day long, readjusting it, touching it all day long, and then touching everything else, well, guess what? You just transmitted your COVID or whatever, you know, nasty thing that you've got onto every other thing that you've touched, which, of course, everyone else in the room is also touching at some point, like the door handles and what... I mean, it is
it's
just
critical
ridiculous.
That people not touch their mask, and if they
that
do,
is
they
not going to happen.
I know,
if
but
adults
they don't.
If adults can't stop touching their mask, you better believe the kids are going to keep touching their mask.
And if they touch their mask, so, they should immediately go and wash their hands.
It's all about obedience. It's all about the show of we're doing something. We care about this, and that's all it is. It's meaningless. So you're correct, Mark. If a bunch of people are in a room with a bunch of masks on, it ain't going to do jack squat to stop whatever from being transmitted, whether it's COVID or the flu or the common and cold or anything like that, because they're all going to be touching things.
I wouldn't propose to know how COVID is transmitted.
Me neither.
But I know how most viruses are transmitted. Yeah. And in many cases, the touching of masks is a bad thing. And the fact is that we had deadly viruses before COVID.
And we're going to have them again.
They're going to be every year. We're always going to have deadly
viruses. And I don't want to live in this this crazy mask world. This is just insane. Wait till you hear what's going on in these government schools. We talked about colleges earlier this week. We'll continue.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.